Welcome back to Fireside Chats, and there is still a lake of fire, so I'm going to give a shout out to the firefighters and our first responders, and also remind you that there is a lot of the poor suffering from environmental asthma, myself included, in California, so that's continuing to go on. This week, we're going to talk about what isms are and how they get portrayed in the media and what the big players are. An ism is just a basic system of belief, and these are the things that guide our actions and our practices. And it seems as though there's a war between the economic isms going on, but there's actually a bigger ism that we need to talk about. So I'm going to talk about the economic ones first. And when I say an economic ism, I mean the system by which we distribute resources and power. And so the big ones that we talk about are socialism, communism, and capitalism. And socialism and communism are often talked about as if they're the same thing. They're not. Communism, where it's appeared, and it's never appeared in its pure form, neither has capitalism, neither has socialism, none of these things appear in their pure form. All of these things sound great on paper. Marx sounds great on paper until we get to the implementation process, and then human error becomes involved. And once human error becomes involved, there's no ideological purity here. There's going to be other things that are influencing other people's behavior other than ideological purity. And this is true for all of the isms. So I just want to remind you that those are not the same, that communism and socialism are not the same thing. Communism, where it's appeared, has been a state form of communism that tends to squash dissent. It's called a dictatorship of the proletariat, and we want to avoid dictatorships. What ends up happening in reality, of course, is that the elites seize power in those countries and then become the new power players over the people, because not everyone can be involved in the process in a country as large as, say, China or Russia. And neither of those countries are communist anymore, by the way. Those countries are, China is a technocracy, Russia is an oligarchy. They're mostly capitalist. In fact, most of the countries that we're talking about, none of them are purely ideologically any sort of ideal version of these economic belief systems. Socialism and communism are different in the sense that socialism, where it's appeared, and there is a state form of socialism, but it's socialism where it's appeared in Europe has been democratic socialism, which means that there's some sort of feedback loop, which means that there's people that are able to have dissent and disagree with whatever the government is doing. This is really, really important, because where communism has done horrible things, it's done it because of its lack of ability to have dissent. This doesn't mean that socialism is the best thing, but socialism, the idea is that the government provides certain benefits that everyone sort of agrees to, whereas communism, the government's going to hand this down without that system. And capitalism says the government shouldn't be involved at all. And there's, as I said, no country that's purely doing all of this. The United States itself is incredibly capitalistic and has been the whole time. So these are the three that our headlines are going to focus on. But in fact, there's actually a bigger ism at play that's at play in global politics right now that's way more important, and that's nationalism. And nationalism is a belief system in which you put the nation state above all else. And this can be healthy, this can be bad. Patriotism can be a unifying force, and patriotism is different from nationalism, which tends to include a broad military state mandate. But it can also be dangerous, and it can also be dehumanizing of other countries, and we'll get into dehumanization next week. But nationalism is actually the bigger one at play right now, even though we're only talking about economic policies. And so we're going to talk about headlines and how this plays out. First headline we're going to talk about comes from New York Magazine, and it says, "Conservatives can't decide if Nordic socialism is a totalitarian nightmare or actually capitalism." And the interesting thing about this headline is that it places it as if there's only two positions, and you'll see this a lot. You'll see headlines, you'll see the news placing it as if there's only two sides. We keep talking about two sides, two sides, two sides. In reality, when it comes to ideologies and when it comes to human nature, there's many, many possible sides. So this is something that they do to make it easier for people to digest, but it's also something that the media will do to make it easier for people to fight. The media loves a fight. It's sensational. It's interesting. it sells papers, and that is, of course, the first job of the media is to sell papers. The next one comes from The Guardian. Elizabeth Warren unveils bold new plan to reshape American capitalism. Now, Elizabeth Warren's plan was talking about how maybe corporations shouldn't only answer to profit shareholders. It's in fact the case that in the past, American corporations had other considerations in mind. And for example, Henry Ford cared about whether or not his employees could buy his cars. It wasn't just about the shareholders. So this isn't a bold new plan to reshape capitalism. Capitalism isn't inherently under attack from Elizabeth Warren's new plan, and it makes it sound a lot bigger and a lot more important than it actually ends up being. This doesn't make it sound nuanced at all. And you'll notice as we're going through these are American, Anglo, because The Guardian is from England, positions on these issues, which are largely capitalistic. If you look at the headlines of Le Monde, which is French, they're going to be very different. And the next one is Google outgrows its youthful ideals. And this is from the Wall Street Journal, which is, of course, very conservative. And the whole article is about how Google used to care about giving a shit as to their global impact on a social level and how they're growing into not caring and caring more about profits. So the idea here in the headline is that to be an adult, you should only care about profit, which is an inherently American capitalistic construction. We talk about these economic beliefs as if they are the only things guiding things right now, but in fact, they're not. That's not really what's at war with each other. Every country is engaged in some capitalism. Every country is engaged in a little bit of socialism. Communism has been pretty much dead for a while now, although the communists are trying to make a comeback in any case. So that's pretty much all we're going to talk about, and I'm not going to throw too much shade, but I do want to talk about the idea that we're not debating people, or that we're not engaging in discourse or dialogue with other people who might disagree with us. This is problematic for a whole bunch of reasons, and we'll talk about dehumanization next week, but I just want to encourage you guys to talk to people who disagree with you, because it'll strengthen your position, but also it makes us look weak, and it makes it look like we don't have an argument when we refuse to engage in debate with anyone. So please don't shut yourself off to discussion. And that's all for now. Thanks to our firefighters again. Bye.